or about your body, what you will wear? Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I believe there is this song which most of you will be familiar with. Though the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the love of the Lord will stand as a shelter for all who will call on his name, will sing the praise and the glory. Though the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the love of the Lord will stand as a shelter for all who will call on his name, sing the praise and the glory of God. Will the Lord ever leave you? Will the Lord forget his love? Though a mother forsake her child, he will not abandon you. Though the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the love of the Lord will stand as a shelter for all who will call on his name, sing the praise and the glory of God. This song essentially captures the message for today. You know, in the first reading, we hear from the book of the prophet Isaiah, does a woman forget her baby at the breast or fail to cherish the son of her womb? Yet, even if these forget, I will never forget you. When the prophet Isaiah spoke these words, these lovely words, the people of God had reached a very low ebb. The temple had been destroyed. Jerusalem had been sacked. The people taken into exile in Babylon. They felt that God had abandoned them. But Isaiah assured them that God had not abandoned them. No more than a mother could abandon her child. In Isaiah's message, was one of comfort and encouragement then, and it has continued for centuries to console those who hurt and mourn. In God's rhetorical question, Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? We realize that Isaiah used a maternal image for God to illustrate God's care for his people, God's care for Israel. Elsewhere in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, both in the Gospel of Luke and Matthew, in Jesus, we also realize this maternal image. In fact, in Matthew chapter 23, verses 10-7, God's maternal image is once more revealed in Jesus in his lamentation over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones to death those who have been sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were unwilling. Under normal circumstances, a mother does not abandon the child of her womb. But I realized that we're probably not living in normal times, because very often we realize that some mothers actually abandon their children. But in anticipation of this, God made provision for that. In the message of Isaiah, even if they do, I will never forget you. Unlike humans, God is consistent. He is faithful and filled with unceasing compassion and care for all creation. And we can depend on him. It is important to keep this in our hearts and minds in times that test our souls. God can seem to be absent from so much of the troubles in this world, and we begin to be afraid. We can have nagging doubts whether we and the world matter at all to God. He will never forget us. He will never abandon us. I bet there is nobody who these days will be traveling by air and is not kind of worried or afraid. Because the world is no longer the same thing. Whoever dreamt that some people will turn the aeroplane into missiles of mass destruction? Nobody thought of that. Sometimes, maybe when people are celebrating life and enjoying in an open space, whoever thought that some people will drive a vehicle through and plow through them? And so when you're going to have an event like that, you will even begin to worry. But there are other challenges in the world that we face, sometimes in sickness. And we might begin to wonder, has the Lord abandoned us? Why is this happening to me? The Lord will never forget us. And he will never abandon us. Most Christians, however, are plagued with one sin, which probably would lead to many others, and that is having a divided heart. And when you have that, things will suffer. The story is told about a spider that caught a fly in its web. But it won't eat the fly. Neither will it let it go. Somebody asks, are you going to eat it? He says, you want me to eat the fly? Oh, are you going to let it go? Oh, you want me to let my food to go away? It's a divided heart. Doesn't know whether she let the fly go or she eats. Eventually, he himself dies of hunger. When we attempt to serve two masters, That is, devote our time and energy to two overriding concerns. They both suffer. The prime example is the amount of anxiety that people experience over life's challenges. Food, clothing, bills, payment of bills, career, work, and so on. In the past week in South Africa, there have been xenophobic attacks on all other African migrants who are in South Africa. They are beating them. They are burning their shops. And they are afraid, their fear is that these other people have taken over their jobs. We worry, as if God is not capable of supplying all our needs. There are certainly important things that we must take care of. As I mentioned, our food, our clothing, our shelter. But if we must worry about them, Scripture says that we need not be obsessed. As somebody rightly observed, if worry could fill our bank account or advance a career and provide for our needs, then by all means worry. But in fact, it can't. And what's more, worry is destructive and counterproductive. It can destroy our health, our relationships, our peace of mind, and even prevent us from finding solutions to our problems. The poor are worried, will I get food the next day? What if I fall sick? Would I be able to get some treatment? The rich are worrying, is somebody going to exploit me of my resources? What's going to happen to me if people are planning to cheat me? So either you are poor or you are rich, there's some amount of, some element of that. But you see, the Lord tells us to trust in Him. Matthew used the image or the images of birds of the air and the lilies of the field to illustrate God's provident and compassionate care for all creation, even the lowliest. If God cares so much for birds and lilies, how much more will God care and provide for us? In the New Testament, Jesus gives his followers a pragmatic approach to life. Deal just with the difficulties of the present day and not borrow trouble from tomorrow. The trouble we have today is all we can handle. Many of our fears of the future never materialize, for they are products of our own imaginative fear. Jesus insisted that the focus of our lives should be our relationship with God and walking in God's ways. When we do that, we will be happier and more at peace, opening ourselves for God to work in us and on our behalf. I'd like to conclude the reflection with this hymn. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but a smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
I believe in one God.